Mountains, fresh air, and great food. That pretty much sums up a dream holiday destination. Besides all the outdoor activities on offer in both summer and winter, options for eating out are now more important than ever. While you're on holiday, you'd probably like to enjoy an evening meal prepared by a Michelin-starred chef, or check out the huge number of restaurants that are Gomio rated. We're exactly the same. Welcome to the Andermatt Swiss Alps Company podcast. Here is where we put our promises to the test. As we've promised, Andermatt can hold its own against other top destinations. And this new development also includes award-winning cuisine. The two latest stars to be awarded in Andermatt have gone to twin brothers Fabio Toffolon and Dominic Sato. Together, they run the Japanese restaurant at the Chedi Andermatt and the Japanese by the Chedi Andermatt on the Gutsch Mountain. The two chefs each have two Michelin stars. The Japanese is not only a Michelin-starred restaurant, but also has 17 Gomio points, which makes it Switzerland's best Japanese restaurant. In spring 2023, these talented twins took over the management of the two Japanese restaurants. They are now sharing the same kitchen for the first time since they were children, and their culinary achievements have been recognized with their newly awarded stars. Let's have a look at what they've been cooking up. Twins sound pretty much alike, so it's not easy to interview them for a podcast. Our first question is for Fabio Toffolon, who we asked about the restaurant's signature dish.
Our signature dish is Norway lobster with miso and citrus fruits. We roast the lobster and then barbecue it on a charcoal grill to infuse it with flavor. Then we serve it with a miso hollandaise sauce with citrus fruits.
As is often the case, there will always be one thing that you enjoy doing more than anything else. This is also the case with Dominic Sato.
Most of all, I definitely enjoy cooking for service, as well as experimenting with new creations. My favorite position in the kitchen is the saucier, that is, preparing sauces for meat and fish. The challenge is to serve guests perfectly cooked dishes. Another thing I really enjoy is making desserts with my wife. It's a real privilege to work in this kitchen, and it's also great fun.
Working in the kitchen with your twin brother certainly has its advantages, and, as Fabio Toffolon says, it's rewarding.
It's unbelievably exciting and very cool. We always hoped that one day we would be able to work together in the kitchen. Everything is going very well. We do squabble once in a while. After all, we are siblings. But for the most part, the fact that we can work together is a great advantage.
And the restaurant benefits from this too. Very few places have twin chefs, and excellent ones at that. So it has a unique selling point. Their passion for Asian cuisine, and Japanese cuisine in particular, came from spending time with famous chefs, such as Andre Jaeger and Christian Bao, both of whom the twins have worked for at different times. There is also the fact that Dominique's wife, the head pastry chef at the Japanese, is from Japan.
Not only is she an excellent pastry chef, but she also gives us a lot of input into our dishes. Whenever we need to add a final Japanese touch to our new creations, she always comes up with brilliant ideas. Japan is also an incredibly fascinating country, and the food is absolutely delicious.
More Michelin stars can be found high up the mountain in Andermatt. Top chef Markus Neff works in the same building as the Japanese, by the Chedi Andermatt. Named Chef of the Year in 2007, he has a Michelin star and 16 Gomio points, hence has the Switzerland's highest-ranked mountain restaurant. As the first skiers step into the cable car and hikers tie their bootlaces, Markus Neff's kitchen is already abuzz. Everything that comes out of Markus Neff's kitchen is homemade, from bread to hors d'oeuvres, not to mention the tartlet, which is served straight from the oven. A quick glance into his kitchen is all you need to recognise that he is a master at his work, passionate about his craft. Marcus Neff has been drawn to the kitchen since he was a child. Back then, though, he preferred to bake cakes.
There are these baked pastry cases that you can buy, and I used to put fruit on top and then spread jelly over them. I guess that was my first attempt. I actually wanted to be a confectioner. Back home in Austria, students are given the opportunity to try out a trade in their final year of school. I was with a master who spent the whole day berating and scolding me. It wasn't for me. I spent the second taster day in a hotel kitchen. That suited me better, so I started my training as a chef there. It wasn't anything spectacular.
His great passion for confectionery is still very much alive.
I was lucky. When I was an apprentice, my boss was a former pastry chef. He was one of the best in the country. He had taken on the role of head chef after taking over his parents' business. Naturally, he took a liking to me because I shared his passion for confectionery. We spent many afternoons making cakes and all sorts of pastries. I still enjoy it today. I really like making bread and pasta, anything that involves dough. And when it comes to meat and fish, there's also nothing I don't like to do. Above all, I love anything based on Austrian cuisine. In Austria, food is slow cooked for a long time and is sometimes even saved until the next day when it's heated up and eaten. These are my favorite kinds of dishes. To put it simply, putting a steak in a pan and turning it over a couple of times is also part of cooking, but I prefer it when there is a lot more going on.
Excellent restaurant can be found not only at the top of the mountain, but also in the village. The restaurant Schwarze Bären, where Daniel Schiavetta works in the kitchen, has 14 Gomio points. The menu makes his origins pretty obvious. Italy. The dishes on offer include not only seasonal specialities, but also many regional ingredients. Daniel Schiavetta makes everything he can himself on site, and his creations reflect everything he has learned since he was a child.
Everything on the tasting menu that I served this winter revolved around memories or a certain time in my childhood. The dishes that my mother or grandmother used to make that are now disappearing, metaphorically speaking, as cuisine has become more sophisticated and some products are no longer used. I wanted to dedicate this menu to some of my childhood memories with my mother and my grandmother, with each dish representing a specific moment in time, a memory.
Daniel Schiavetta has a particular memory in mind that is found in his dessert. The memory of his mother using an ice cream maker to make vanilla ice cream and of his father pouring some liqueur over it. When creating his dishes, he makes a point of using regional ingredients.
I try to use regional products as much as possible because it's a way of respecting the environment, of supporting all the local farmers, and of creating a circular flow of products from the region. I want to showcase the finest products from our region and promote products that are often overlooked but are actually excellent. I get plenty of inspiration from seasonal produce, so I try to use only products that are in season. I love vegetables, and I like using vegetables with herbs along with all the flavors that these herbs bring out, whether they are raw or cooked.
The Cotton Club may not yet have Gomio points or Michelin stars, but the menu promises a gourmet experience. They opened last December in Andermatt, right next to the Winter Cross Country skiing trail, which becomes a golf course in summer. The Cotton Club is already well known in Ibiza, Mallorca and Zakynthos. Anyone who would rather savour culinary delights away from the Mediterranean sun can now do so in the heart of the mountains. The venue is owned by Merete and Christian Marstrander from Norway. It has been their dream to have a place just like this in the mountains ever since they opened a cotton club in Ibiza in 2014. As Norwegians, they are used to harsh winters. While a summer evening on the beach is bliss for some, they love breathing in the clean and crisp winter air in the mountains. When it comes to choosing the menu, their stance is equally clear.
For all our cotton clubs, it is basically based on me and my wife traveling the world, which we have done for more than 30 years in different businesses. And we find inspiration when we go from country to country. And a lot of the dishes in our menu today has been there since 2014. Part of the cotton club is to find the same ambience, the same food, the same cocktails, the same music in every single venue. So basically, they are more or less the same in every destination.
Of course, compared to summer destinations, the temperatures here are quite different. This is something that the staff notice in particular, but it's actually a relief for them.
Many things, it's fantastic to work in the summer in Ibiza, Mallorca, Sagintos, etc. Honestly, it's in a way harder than working in this temperature here in the mountains, because 35, 40 degrees when you are running like crazy to satisfy 300, 400, 500 clients a day, it's super tiring. So, but for some of them that have never seen snow in their life, there is a big difference. After a month now, they are getting totally adjusted to this, and they like it a lot.
Whether on the beach or on the cross-country skiing trail, Cotton Club aficionados are sure to recognize the brand. But even though they wanted it to be a mountain destination, one question remains. Why did Marete and Christian Marstranda choose Andermatt?
And Andermatt is incredible for us as Norwegians. We know a lot about ski, we know a lot about mountains. And this destination is quite unique. It's very compact. It's not too big. I think it has a lot of opportunities in the next 4 to 6 years. It's going to be a new wave of people that will discover Andermatt, and we want to be part of that.
There are several restaurants in Andermatt that don't have Gomio points, but still offer an excellent choice of dishes. These can be found in the valley, as well as on the mountain. Few mountain villages have as many good establishments as this one, and there is a huge variety to choose from simple pub food to pizzas, as well as home-style cooking and international cuisine. On the mountain, the cuisine is somewhat different again. You can find not only traditional ski resort menus, but also specialities from the canton of Uri, up on the Oberalp Pass, and from the Grison Alps further east. As of this year, you can also find Klima Lieblinge in various restaurants. These menus have a lower carbon footprint, which means that not only are you spoilt for choice when it comes to food, but you can also make sustainable choices. There are also two restaurants at Andermatt Swiss Alps. One is the Restaurant Biselli in Piazza Gottardo in Andermatt Reuss, while the other is the Restaurant Ruti Hütte near the lower terminus of the Gutsch Express cable car. At Biselli, you can find something to eat at any time of the day. A hearty breakfast, a light lunch with tarte flambé, burgers or sandwiches, or a sophisticated dinner selected from a winter menu, for example, and served with a well-matched wine. The Ruti Hütte is right on the edge of the ski slope and makes a great last stop after you've spent the day on the slopes. Here, you can enjoy refreshing après-ski drinks, a variety of appetizer platters, and simple dishes. A week is certainly not enough time to experience all the culinary delights that Andermatt has to offer. The best thing to do is to eat your way through all the options and create your own gourmet guide. To conclude this podcast, we've got a gourmet outlook for what's in store. At the end of the year, we will be introducing another offering from a Michelin-starred chef in Andermatt. Andreas Caminada is opening one of his Inyef restaurants in Andermatt Reuss, and he will now tell us what to expect there.
We established the Inyef restaurants in 2015. We wanted to do something more modern alongside our signature restaurant here at Schloss Schauenstein, which has been awarded 3 stars. an urban, high-quality restaurant with an outstanding tradition of hospitality. And Iniv is all about these wonderful things. The name is Rätoromanik and means bird's nest. A bird's nest is shared. The mother bird flies in with a worm, which is shared, and everyone feels comfortable at home. That is also the restaurant's guiding principle. As soon as you walk in, you can immediately sense its special atmosphere. It offers great food, a strong tradition of hospitality, and fine art. Each Iniv features pictures by a particular artist. The idea is to create a place where people can share truly special moments. And I'm not just talking about the food. That also has to be superb, of course. But the most important thing is to ensure guests feel comfortable and have a good time. We have achieved this in Zurich, in Bad Ragaz, and in Bangkok, and people really appreciate it. It's a new kind of gourmet cuisine, which is not as rigid as it used to be. The music is a bit louder too, and there's a bar. Guests can come in after skiing, enjoy a cocktail and some snacks, and can then come back for dinner. It's a young and dynamic place that offers outstanding culinary quality.
With this look ahead to the end of the year, we're also almost at the end of this podcast. Once again, the last word goes to Andreas Caminada.
It's always great when you can create something and something new comes out of it. There is a lot of energy involved. We are quite nervous, of course, because we know that our guests will have high expectations. But we have a solid foundation to build on, and we know it's going to work. It's a stunning location that is injected with new life, so in 10 years' time, things will look completely different again here in Andermatt. It's a pleasure to be a part of this development and of this history.
That was from today's Andermatt Swiss Alps Company podcast. Here is where we put our promises to the test. If you're interested in learning how the destination in the heart of Switzerland is continuing to develop and would like to hear our stories, then subscribe to us. You can also leave a rating if you liked this podcast. If you have a topic that you're particularly interested in, write about it in the comments or send an email to podcast@andermatt-swissalps.ch. We look forward to your input. We're signing off for today. Goodbye for now.